Hello, Mixed Nutcases, and hello, Dog Days listeners. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet Nuke Joss on the Nutty Bites show tonight. It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on Nutty Bites tonight, or this morning, or whenever you're listening to this. So I'm going to be talking about the Muppet Show tonight. I'm going to be talking about the Muppet Show, not the Muppet Show Tonight, which I think was a separate show. but I can't believe that I have not talked about this show as a dinner in the and a movie centerpiece episode yet, because I love the Muppets. It is by far like one of my favorite things. I have the first three seasons on DVD. The fourth season they never released, unfortunately. There was this whole thing where they were putting them out, and if you got them in the first run, the cover would be fuzzy like the Muppet that was on the cover. So the first one is fuzzy like Kermit, and then you get one that is fuzzy like Fozzie, and one that is fuzzy like Piggy, and Gonzo was the next. And I had it all set for pre-order, and then Disney bought the Muppets, and it never happened, and it still hasn't happened. Makes me so sad. So unfortunately, I don't think they're streaming anywhere. I know that they came out with a new show that was like on, is it ABC? NBC? I think it's ABC that Disney owns, whichever one. I never saw it because I had cut the cord by then. I did not hear wonderful things about it. But I love The Muppet Show. I grew up on The Muppet Show. You can watch a lot of the skits on YouTube. I loved the DVDs, especially season one, because you'd get these like extra pop-ups that would give you trivia. They stopped doing that, unfortunately. Those were really cool. But you would also get like extra things that I didn't see growing up, which was like the skits that they would do for the BBC versions, because BBC didn't have commercials. So they would get extra skits. And growing up, we had Muppet Show and Sesame Street Muppets, like actual puppets that we could play with. They were amazing. I'm assuming my dad has them somewhere. I don't know. I would kill for them, and I think my nieces and nephews would get such a kick out of them. But unfortunately, that's probably, you know, like with his trains tucked away somewhere, never to be shared. And hopefully he did not throw them out. I don't know. But those were awesome. We used to do like little puppet shows and stuff. And I can tell you, like, for instance, which puppets have a couple of repairs that we've had to do, and which puppets that I'm pretty sure a lot of people would not know who they are. Like, for instance, a lot of the kids today do not know who Roosevelt Franklin is, and that was definitely one of the puppets that we had, which was awesome. The Cookie Monster had the string that would pull his arms together. We had the little wire for the different arms of the characters. Grover was amazing because he went all the way up to your elbow, and the inside just felt really good, really well made. I have never seen puppets this well made since. Now, a lot of them, like Roosevelt Franklin and Prairie Dawn and Bert and Ernie, instead of them being that soft foamy stuff like the actual Muppets were, they were like a hard plastic, but they still looked really good, and they had the fuzzy hair. It just, their face was not actually fuzzy. There are a couple that we couldn't get because like the larger Muppets didn't work as puppets, I guess. I don't know. I love this show. It cracks me up. I can watch it over and over and over again. And, you know, when you think about the fact that the original guest stars were just doing it as a favor, is kind of wild. The kind of talent that they did end up getting, is a little impressive. You know, when everybody's like, yeah, you want me to be on a puppet show? I don't think so. But, oh, okay, I owe you a favor. Sure, why not? You know, and then they ended up doing some amazing things. And there's just like serious talent going on there. You know, when you've got what's it called? When you win, there's only a few people. When you win an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, and a Grammy. Well, Rita Moreno is one of them. And when you've got her on there doing these amazing things with the Muppets, it's just, you know, it's entertaining, but it's also really artistic. A lot of the puppetry going on in the Muppet Show was very artistic, which is very different than what happened in Sesame Street, because that was supposed to be educational. Whereas I really feel like the Muppet Show was, they were bringing out a lot more dance and puppetry. And I think a lot of us, we remember certain things about, from the Muppet Show, like experimental, puppetry, not to the level of Mumenschantz, but you know, like, the one. Okay. So I've sung that song. You're all picturing the dryer tubes dancing, that kind of, puppetry. I mean, it's just very different. And then when you are, combining like ballet or tap with puppets and like full life puppets, it's wild. And I love the Muppet Show. It fills me with joy and makes me super duper happy. So you're going to watch the Muppet Show, and I'm sorry, Gonzo, but we're going to watch the Muppet Show while eating fried chicken. We're going to say no to the tomatoes because you don't want to throw it at your screen when Fozzie Bear comes on, but we're having fried chicken, probably mostly because of Gonzo's love affair with Camilla and all of her friends, which is absolutely horrible of me, but also because Tech made the most amazing fried chicken tonight. Like, it just came out so nice, and he served it with rice and some barbecue sauce, and it was just so good. I was in love. I was in love with chicken, just like Gonzo.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.